LA Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. It is 5:32 p.m.
Okay, we'll call this meeting to order and we'll first do roll call. Bougie?
Here.
Ferguson?
Here.
Kowalczyk, Adrians? Fox?
Here.
Mumi, me, I'm here. Pierki?
Here.
And Atwood?
Here.
All right, so we'll go on to item number two. Any modifications to the agenda? If not, we'll go ahead with a motion to adopt it as is.
Move to adopt.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say aye. All right, so the agenda is as is. Item number three, approval of the October 29th, 2019 minutes. I don't know if everybody's had a chance to look at them. Any changes? If not, a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those against? All right. Number four, public appearances.
And you guys are all here for the softball thing,
yep.
Correct?
Okay.
Okay, we'll just wait till that comes up.
All right, nobody else? Okay. Item number five, information. First item is the Green Bay Packers Foundation grant.
Yes. The village had applied for a grant through the Green Bay Packers Foundation for funding for the pickleball courts. And back in December, we had been awarded $6,000 grant through that organization. We had asked for $7,000, but they gave us six. So, you know, that's very nice of them. Village president and I were also able to attend a luncheon, awards luncheon at the atrium during that, and it was quite an eye opener. Some of the organizations that the foundation gives to. It, and it's not only in the Green Bay area or Northeast Wisconsin, it's throughout the state. And it was very eye-opening to see some of those organizations that they give funding to. And, good to see that, you know, the communities that benefit from that. So
okay,
we've got some funding towards the pickleball courts.
How much does that offset the cost of it?
By
$6,000,
like
obviously.
Right. We had project estimate of about $25,000 for that.
Very good.
We did also apply for funding through the Schreiber Foundation and have yet to hear back from them.
All right. Item number two, Wisconsin Coastal Management Grant.
Yes. This grant we applied for funding for the kayak launches. That project is about $57,000. They have given me preliminary approval that they're going to hopefully award us a grant of $28,650. I have to attend a committee meeting tomorrow to answer any questions that they might have for our application. So that's down in Madison, so I'll be down in Madison tomorrow for that. But we have pre-approval that they've given us for that.
Cool.
So that would that's half the cost for that one. So that will also be applying through a couple of other grants to try to offset the rest of that cost as a grant matches.
Is this one for Fox River or East River?
Both. One at Kayakers Point and one at Green Isle.
So if you had to place priority on one or the other based on the funds that you expect to receive, which one do you think would be better?
If I had to choose, I'd say Kayakers Point to start with.
Tire traffic or?
Yes.
More visibility?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. But
better waterway.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to put a kayak in the Fox River. That's kind of a scary thought.
They're both getting
the current. No, not the cleanliness doesn't bother me. It's the currents and the winds that would scare me. I'd be dragged out in the bay and the Coast Guard would be on the front page news.
And maybe you shouldn't be in a kayak.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. So we'll hear more about that.
Yes, yeah. Hopefully we will hear more, you know, in the upcoming months with regards to additional funding.
Do we need to make a motion or something to have that revisited at a later date?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, item number six, action item. Alloway Girls Softball request for field usage fee exemption.
Yes. I was approached by Alloway Girls Softball Association asking if they could be exempt from field usage fees. As the committee remembers, we have instituted field usage fee agreements with our sport groups. And so we've been working with the Alloway Girls Softball group to kind of iron out and come up with an agreement with some fees and that. So we were approached by them, you know, requesting that exemption. I did provide to the committee members kind of a memo that outlines some of the background information, the history of the organization, you know, when they started, what they've done for the community, some of that stuff. Some previous information that talks a little bit more about that field usage agreements and some of the costs associated with that. What we had proposed with the group was an annual fee of about $1,750 annually for the maintenance, operation expenses, and supplies to help offset some of those costs that the village incurs when, you know, we do maintenance down there for ball diamond preparations, different work like that for the park, for the facility, for the concession stand and the bathrooms. And then an additional $500 fee to help offset, you know, utility costs and some of that building maintenance. Angela Kowalczyk Adrians attended at 5:39 p.m. So with that, some representatives from the group are here. Jill Kowalczyk is president of the organization.
Do you have the handouts for us?
I do, and I'm sorry. I should have handed those out.
Good
there you go. I apologize for that. So, Joe, if you'd like to come up to the table, and I asked Joe to come in so he could kind of, you know, give a little, presentation on what, the organization's done, what they're requesting, and then to answer any questions that the committee might have with regards to their request for exemptions. So.
There's a long history of Alloway Girls Softball. Was formed as a division of the Alloway Boys Baseball League when it was played up at Webster and three of the other parks up there. At the time, 1986, there was a soccer field located down at Riverview Park, and there was one ball diamond. A campaign was formed and raised. I think at that time the projection was to raise $24,000 to put the addition of the three fields plus the parking and hopefully a concession stand. The concession stand didn't happen until, I'm going to say it was about 93, 94, somewhere around there when the concession stand was built. At that time, we raised $24,000 for that. All in total with the concession stand, we have donated over $50,000 to the completion of the park. The park right now stands at five diamonds. Three are professionally available for usage even at the university level. The other two that are far located on the fields, those are more used for practice fields, and we use it for smaller leagues such as kindergarten, first grade, second grade, because it's not really matter with that. Over the years, this right here is when we were essentially part, I want to say this, we became a nonprofit at some point because we had to separate ourselves from the village. It was the only way to get more funding to be a nonprofit. But Brad used to have us fill out what our expenses were going to be for the year and what we would require from a donation from the village to operate. About 2008, 2009, somewhere around there, the donations stopped, where it was like we can no longer, you know, support just one organization, so we're not going to fund it with that anymore. As I explained to Chris, over the past couple of years, if anybody would like to see, I have brought some of our budgets from the last 2 years to explain that we're not there to operate on any sort of profit. We have enough in the bank to survive 2 seasons if our tournament in mid-season fails. After that, 2018, we were negative 3,000. 2019, we were plus 3,000. Originally, when the league was formed, we are a recreational program. Almost 70% of our kids receive some sort of financial assistance that we provide for them. We take all levels, all individuals, and our mission is to support the high schools in the area. But Alloway has a big problem. They don't have one high school. They've got East, Southwest, Notre Dame, NEW, but you name it across the board. With the advent over the last 10 years of traveling teams, professional softball, we lose all kinds of members that way. Originally, when we started, we would probably have about 300 to 350 girls in the Alloway area. Now we can pretty much plan on 95 to about 125 girls. The last couple of years, we partnered up with Green Bay, the Southwest side. That organization is completely falling apart, and it's not going to happen. This year, we have to partner up with DePere, which was funny because I got to meet with DePere to understand how they operate. And I'm a little jealous. I'll be totally honest because they've got like 18 board members, 50,000 subcommittees, and, you know, DePere is pitching in $3,000 a year plus all these sponsorships.
That explains their property taxes.
And what we have noticed over the years was because when the membership started to tail off with the advent of these traveling teams, most of the traveling teams fail over a certain period of time. Not all of them, but most of them do, and we will recoup some of that back. But in that time frame, not only have we seen costs go up, but we have also seen sponsorships go down. And I think because people walked away from the program in Alloway. I've been in charge of the program for about 6 years now, and my mission is to get it back. How you all run a meeting here where you call the order and stuff like that, we're first learning how to do that this year, right? None of us, Point didn't teach me how to do that. I had no idea, you know, how to call the order. In fact, well, the men's club at St. Matt's, I've seen it happen there, but I've never had to run it. So we've gotten more professional with it. To say that we follow it completely, no. Even our bylaws are from original standpoint where each coach gets a vote into our organization. That was great when coaches would consistently come over and over and over again. We're not a traveling team. Coaches change over. So we've strengthened up our board to have 6 members, and at some point I'm hoping to never have to vote again because I want the program to run itself. But the costs, like I said, the costs keep going up. But the one thing that we have taken pride in over the years is the fields down there. Even when there's not something going on, there's usually one of us walking through picking up stuff, rearranging stuff, cleaning stuff out, blowing out the dugouts. We're putting improvements in. I want to get back to working with the village on capital improvement plans. There have been some tremendous ones in the past, and as you talked about grant writing, I need to get more into grant writing. We're working this year to try to pull in Dick's to hopefully get a $10,000 sponsorship. Maybe. We're trying to pull in 3 corporate sponsors. One is taking us seriously, the other 2 are kind of iffy. But in the past 3 years, we went from only our sponsors being $1,000 to $3,000, and now we're trying to boost that up even higher. We start the season negative $16,000 in the hole, and we have to come up with that cash to make it through the rest of the season. And amazingly, we do. And sometimes I think it's because we actually cook burgers on a wood burner at our tournament. It's crazy, but we go through thousands of burgers. But if that tournament isn't successful, I guarantee we're down about 7,000 at the end of the year. So I want to bring the partnership back as a recreational program, because that's how it was founded here, to be supporting with that. And again, a lot of the youth is expanding to the outer areas, but we are trying to pull them back in to be that program to feed these schools. We work well with East. We work well with West. We work well with Notre Dame. Southwest, we've kind of got a little hit and miss, and it all depends on who runs the program. Going forward, though, we want to be that feeder system so that each one of these high schools can have a JV team. And the only way to do that is to teach these girls how to form teamwork, self-esteem across the board. Lastly, though, the one thing that I've always said is that I wanted to come here with some proposals to kind of say, hey, look, the one thing that we can do, we've been very good at, is pulling people together and pull them by their nose hairs to get them to do things for us if we have to. You hold movies in the park. You hold other events. If you need people to run concessions, work concessions, direct traffic, we can help with that. We're here to do that if it'll help us avoid some of the fees associated with it. We can do other things too, grant writing. We can go after a major sponsor to rename the fields. We can go after capital improvements, such as hopefully installing lights on field two or the parking improvement plan or things along that way. But being a recreational program in a community that keeps expounding out and, like I said, partnering up with De Pere to play a few games with them, it's a tough hill. It's a tough hill. Any questions?
Are there being resistance? Or is there a lot of hoops to jump through?
No, De Pere is actually being very good about it. Ashwaubenon is being very resistant. We want to, and again, because Ashwaubenon and De Pere, they're high schools, and they force their kids into their programs. We've tried to work over the years. I don't know if any of you had known Tom Zimdars, but he was very resistant for having East have players play for him because he wanted to build his own futures. West was the same thing. But now because former Alloway girls softball coaches and board members are in those organizations, we are now feeding more and more into that. And in fact, we've gotten better to understand that for our program to be successful, we're already well over halfway. We don't even start till mid-May, but we're already halfway done with our planning for this year and our sign-ups and all that kind of stuff, because if we don't have it done right away, we fall by the wayside. And we've gotten better with that, where we've moved into new technologies and all kinds of things with it, but the people who built this program really cared about the kids in the area. All the documents that sit in my basement, and I've read through every one of them, and a lot of you know a lot of the former board members that are on here for the Village of Alloway. Some have been very resistant to the changes that were made, but I remember playing at Broadview Soccer Complex when the field was right up on Libel Street, and Riverview was only just a soccer park and maybe one diamond. The one thing that we've worked well with, Chris and Matt have been tremendous in understanding and helping, even though some of our concession ladies, they like things run a certain way, but they've been great working with us. And we're helping by installing things and putting improvements in there and putting that money forward to do that, because we do care. We absolutely do care about that park. A lot of the original members are still alive who had formed the park. All the people who had lived on that street originally and from 1973, I think is when those houses were built, they've all come and gone. A whole new set of people are there. And even with Chris, we're working on parking coming up into the future here. And that's always been a big thing for that area, mm-hmm. is parking. Big thing. Mm-hmm. For our tournament, we actually rent golf carts and transfer people back and forth.
That's bad.
It's a good solution, though. Mm-hmm. It's a good solution. Yeah.
What are the age ranges of the girls that play?
We go kindergarten. We actually just changed this year to go kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade. We were 11th grade, but now we've included 12th because for some reason we didn't understand why we weren't including in girls that were just graduated and weren't going on to play. It didn't make sense to exclude them, so we're adding them back in.
Yeah, I can see where parking would be exciting. That's that one down on the end of Broadview. Right?
Yep, yeah. Exactly. The only great thing about the fields is when they were built, the sand or the clay that was brought in there drains extremely well. So we always say that we're unlikely to call games unless it is a deluge, because those fields will drain like that. Any other park in Alloway, not so much. But those fields, absolutely.
Even next to the river like that, they drain fast?
Drain really fast. Really fast. It's tremendous. And part of one of the original capital improvement plans was there was a push to have UWGB, to have St. Norbert College do some of their national tournaments there. And I think, from my perspective, the one thing that Alloway Girls Softball wants to contribute in the future is we want to do a campaign to get a field that is turf, so that high school seasons can play without having to worry about whether the snow is gone, because they can quickly clear it off, but also have that availability of these bigger programs, understanding that that is a great complex. Everybody who goes to our tournament, the one compliment, well, the two compliments that they have, the one compliment is you've got a beautiful park here, beautiful setup, this is perfect. The second one is you need to get parking. It's always that way, but...
Are you shelling them over from Anchor right now? Is that what you're doing, parking
yep.
lot over there?
Yep. We try to. Chris and Matt have been kind enough to allow us to do some angle parking on East River Drive there, you know, as long as we rope it off and make sure with that. But if it's too wet, we're not going to do that, because we had one year where
yep.
everybody went on there and it pretty much tore everything up. But, yeah, we tell them we'll park over at Alloway Anchor. In fact, her husband does the shuttling back and forth with the six-wheel golf cart or the six-seat golf cart, back and forth, back and forth. And we're trying, even this year, we pump money into off-season programs because we realize that, you know, there is no indoor facilities, so we rent gym time over at NEW Lutheran. They have a batting cage over there. East and West have offered us, but we've kind of stayed away from that a little bit because the facilities over at NEW are probably a little better. But we try to get these girls to have it in their minds year-round, so we're not starting from scratch. So I'm hoping, and I'm pleading, the one thing that we can offer is time, talent, devotion. A lot of those things in the fields there, the scoreboards, the practice areas, the fields, the concession stand was all built with the help of AGS. And I want to go forward in the future with the help of the AGS. But it doesn't even have to be our park in general. If something needs to be diverted somewhere else to benefit Alloway, as far as for a park, we're more than willing to talk about it and see what we can help with. But we are really trying to reach out and boost our sponsorship campaign so that we're not in this boat. At the end of the year, it's our mission that any profit goes back into women's organizations throughout Alloway. And we've been voting on that probably for the past year to figure out what organizations and things like that, because we don't want to take any money in. Fine in the bank. Unless we have a bad year, then we have to kind of figure things out. But we're a nonprofit, and we want to help the youth of Alloway.
What's the primary source of income for the league?
Primarily is half of it comes from registration, and the other one is sponsorships, but the majority comes from concessions. And again, like I said, the concessions we can pull in about anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000, depending upon if it's hot. We will sell about $12,000 in water. There's no doubt about it.
For the entire season or for?
Just for the tournament.
Wow.
The high school league night is a huge source of income for our concessions. You could shut our concessions down for our recreational league, but the Tuesday night league that Craig Kozlowski runs for all the high schools, That one, we generate a ton of money in those concessions, and he doesn't want any of it. He donates it all back to Alloway. We volunteer the time and the effort to it, but it works out really well. But if you were to look at beginning of the season, our concessions would pull in maybe about $600 to $800 a night on the two nights. Within the Tuesday night league, it can be anywhere from $1,200 to $1,600, which also will come to my next conversation at some point about putting a safe down there or something, because it's a lot of money to be in that concession stand. So
the league's asking for an outright exemption on fees, correct?
Correct.
So you've mentioned half the revenue comes from registration?
Half. Well, no. Because we support so many people financially, we had to raise our registration fees because our sponsorships went down. We had only charged residents $30 to register for the league. We bumped it up to $55 because we had to add new software and make up some of that money. But if, let's see if I have 2019 registration, we had $5,486. Sponsors, we had $3,300.
How much?
$3,300. Concessions last year, $9,132. After all the expenses, and probably the biggest expense that's been coming is umpires. WIA certified umpires now are $40 a game. Cash, no questions asked. So all that stuff has to, you know, come out. So at the end of last year, I mean, when you look at our debits, we have our tournament, our website, our administrative fees, our insurance, which is going way up this year because we were way undercovered. We didn't have even any board protection. So we're changing that this year to get more into that. Uniforms are a large cost, and we've got to start looking at different ideas for uniforms, because last year we ended up spending about $6,000 in uniforms. And it seems like a lot, but we also have what was formed back in the day called the All-Star Team. Our tournament, we enter in teams from each age group of girls that would never have the chance to play travel ball, play in our tournament on a tournament team. It's the reward for them being part of our program. Some years we get really good teams, some years we don't. We get pretty bad teams. But the point is that we still have to provide uniforms for them. They get fancier every year. They get more expensive every year. They disappear every year. I swear, I don't. Gym rentals.
Before we get too deep on that, I ran into that in an organization that I was running too. And a good solution to that for uniforms is, yeah, what is the cost of a uniform? Let's just say it's $100. Okay. Each player's parent or individual has to write a check for $100 at the beginning of the season. You hold that check. When the uniform's turned back in, you give the check back.
Give the check back.
If it's not turned in on the date that it's required, you cash the check. Yep. And you just have to take a hard notice.
You only have
to
do it once.
Chris, it worked. Yep. We had like 99% return.
I appreciate that.
Do you have a rough estimate of what the costs are for maintenance fees and prepping of the fields and things like that during this time frame?
Is that the number you gave us at the beginning, $1,750?
Should we just wait and see if there's any other comments?
Oh, sure. I'm just trying to get a good idea of the financial
picture. Yeah, that's understandable.
No big deal. That's no big deal.
Here somewhere.
Because I think where you're going is
going to be. I'm just trying to get a better idea of where we're at. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're probably right in tune with me there.
I'm just wondering if anybody else, anything else you
want
to share?
Are you
just
moral support?
They're here to correct me when I make an error. But the one thing that we will say, and I've talked to Chris about this, is that obviously with the fields are rented by Notre Dame, they're rented by East, and even last year there was a fall ball organization. And with those fees, it's close to what pays for the maintenance of the park. I don't remember the exact numbers. Chris had showed it to me one time, but
I'm sure they're pretty close in parity. I would think that we're not overly charging you for
no.
that.
Now, if you were to break it out and we were to do it by individual game rather than the youth sports agreement, it would be three times the cost.
Sure. I did a breakdown based on 139 games. At the current fee minus the concession, it's $12.58 a game breakdown.
We do 296
games.
Oh,
do you? Well, that makes it even less expensive.
Yep. 296 games.
I think.
$296
An annual, to answer your question.
Yes, sir.
Dan, an estimated annual maintenance cost per field for ball diamonds in general is about $1,300, which includes mowing, field painting, fertilization, weed control, aeration, field material as needed. So that's just the ball diamonds themselves with regards to that. And that includes materials and labor for the village.
Appreciate
that, that's per field or for the park?
For a field.
For
a
individual
ball diamonds.
Field.
Single
correct.
Field.
Per year.
Per
season.
And there's how many there? Five?
Five.
Is that like a national average that you're pulling, or is that our actual fees?
That's our actual
estimated
fees.
Okay.
So around $6,500 for the whole kit coming out there annually.
How much?
Around $6,500.
Right.
It's always about the
money. It always is. Always is.
Does anybody else have any other questions?
Do you have just one? Do you have a number that is revenue in, revenue out? Bottom line, not uniforms, registration, etc., concessions, just everything all in all.
I'd have to total up the top here of what is in, and this is all what's out for the bottom there. I don't have them totaled up, but that's what the 2019 season was.
Do you have a cell phone to do?
I do.
Can we put a total on that?
Yep.
I can do it while you guys are chatting. If you want.
The top three here, and then the rest are all debits.
So, to here?
Yep, that's all what comes in.
While they're doing that, Chris, do we have these types of agreements with other youth sports
yes,
groups?
Yes, we do.
And then we need to subtract out all of it?
Yep, so yeah, all of this stuff is...
The LA Anchor Soccer Group, the United
Soccer. Anything with baseball?
No, because we don't have a baseball group anymore.
Okay.
We have... a quasi-agreement with Green Bay Eastside this past year that they've utilized our facilities, so we've worked with them. And part of that was, as Joe was saying, the fall baseball they actually played down at Riverside Park. And so, yes, we do have agreements with those other groups.
The strange part is their park got flooded out over there on the river, and yet we're right on the river, too, and...
Yeah. 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 Part of their situation also was that they are reconstructing that park with ball diamonds that are not the ball diamonds with parking lot, concession stand, bathrooms, and all that stuff. And that construction didn't get done as soon as they had thought, and different things because of the weather last year. So.
What about the Buccaneers?
Buccaneers, we're still working on an agreement with them.
Okay.
Post our partnership with the
come out as what?
Have we allowed any exemptions to date?
With sport use?
Yeah.
No.
We didn't cut the Buccaneers any deal?
We're still working with them. As I was telling Lee, post-construction of the building over there.
I just saw we just renegotiated their...
Mm-hmm. Weeks, their yeah, we extended their loan agreement.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
That's the out.
Yeah.
And does Alloway Girls Softball currently pay us a fee? Have they the past few years?
The past few years, no.
Okay. So this would be the first time that they would be paying us these fees?
Correct.
Even one of the proposals that we had brought forward, too, and it's something to consider, is that we are totally open with our books. We're not-for-profit, totally open. We had said that, you know, we're even open to ideas. If volunteering isn't something that you need, we're open to ideas of, hey, if we make a certain amount, like I always use like $3,600 as a good example, it's divided up three ways. $1,000 goes into the bank if needed. $1,000 goes to the Village of Alloway, and $1,000 goes to the poor and underserved in the area here, whether it's female organizations or any underserved organization. That is something that we've also thought about, too, because, like I said, it's not our intent to build a big bank account. It is our intent to just have rainy day funds. And literally, it's rainy day funds, because if it rains our tournament out, then we're dead in the water. Unless we get sponsorships, and that's our goal.
Well, I think it's important that you guys stay financially healthy. You know, $3,000 to the good probably is not as healthy as you want to be, right, you know, from year to year. But it sounds like you're riding the ship a little bit, too, with higher fees, a little bit better organization, etc. I don't want to get too far ahead, so I've got a suggestion, but I don't know if you want to hear that right now.
Any other questions or discussion?
Is discussion scheduled for tonight, or do we have to?
It's an action item. Yeah.
Do we need a motion first and then discussion, or what do we need?
Motion second, right. Discussion, right?
I'd make a motion.
Our Robert's rules don't work.
I believe
you're a little concerned, but
I believe that's the way it goes.
I would make a motion with a condition that we do it on a 3-year tier. Maybe we, you know, this year we waive a third of it or 2/3 of it, etc. And the next year just 1/3. I'm not doing the math correctly in my head, but. Maybe tear it down, allow you guys to get a little healthier, put your business plan into place, get a little bit more well-oiled of the machine, and kind of go from there. But to waive it 100%, let's do it down the road. Let's not do it all at once. Give you guys a chance to reconcile your books, so to speak.
Sure.
So my motion would be to do it in a 3-year split. Of the
increasing over 3 years or decreasing?
We decrease it over 3 years. Or increase it over 3 years. Yeah. So they'd still be responsible for some this year, a little more next year, and a little bit more the third year.
Because this has to go toward to the board? Or
nope.
Okay.
So that'd be my motion.
I'll second that.
All right. Any discussion? Any motion?
Do we... I kind of like that fallback idea that if you've got extra bottom line at the end that could share some, you'd make it up to Alloway, because we'll still have the expenses, you know, that we'd be covering. So I'm wondering if we couldn't have something in there as well, and we could even phase that in. It's just a thought.
My only concern with what you said about tearing us up, if we have a really crummy year and we're down, like, and we are in our, like, their tournament gets rained out, we have nothing, and we are in what is our stockpile saving to make the program still run, we can't pay you if we're at that third year. Then the whole program is done over, and the fields just sit.
Well, I think that's something that you would bring to the board at that time, right. You know, and say, hey, we've depleted our cash options here, and the tournament didn't happen. We're going to fall short on paying you. What can we do?
Yeah.
When is the tournament usually scheduled?
It's June.
Yeah, it's usually the 4th of July weekend, but we said, you know what, enough with this 4th of July stuff. So we moved it up weekend, knowing we'd go head-to-head with other organizations that we're very familiar with who have tournaments. But we advertise, and we actually put on the Wisconsin Info Sports. We are a B-level tournament. We are a community organization in the tournament. We are a school tournament. In fact, we had gotten an A-level team to register, and we're refusing it. We don't want that.
I'm sorry, how long have you been with the league?
I have?
Yes.
6 years.
And how many tournaments in the last 6 years have been rained out?
I will.
I know. Well, I'm jinxing you. I apologize.
Last year was so close because, like, everybody came up to me once it started raining. There was no projection for rain whatsoever. And once it started raining, they're all like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I said, just give it. It's supposed to stop in a certain amount of time. The fields will drain beautifully. And we'll get it all moved.
Sure.
You know,
I think it's celebrate. They have Memorial Day weekend and they get rained out maybe 30% of the time, I would bet. So I had to ask.
Yeah.
I guess, like, with these types of things, I mean, they're a user fee. And they're implemented for the user so that the rest of the community doesn't have to incur those costs. Can we even waive? I mean, is this something that's set up by that the village board has said that these are fees to be implemented? I know when we do other things, there's fees that we charge applicants and...
Are these fees set by village board? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
They're not. They're set
this,
by us. Okay.
Correct. This was put into place for staff to work with the organizations to come
to
up with
to help
the
our
days.
Programs
correct.
And the village be more...
And to help offset costs.
To help offset costs so we can do other things, too, in the community.
Is that where the adult softball league is held in the summertime also?
Okay.
What is approved by the board is the park and rec budget. So, and this would probably fall into there someplace. And it's probably not as transparent as, because it's such a different budget to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be in an operating maintenance equipment type mm-hmm. fee someplace in there.
So the motion, if it were to get passed, there would be a contract. The contract would be modified to have this fee increase. I mean, that would be in the contract. That would be that would have to be.
That would be my motion.
One of the things that Chris and I have done over the past couple of years is we've gone back and forth on the language of the contract. Unfortunately, I read contracts all day, and I actually enjoy it, which is really strange. But
I'm sorry.
I know. But, you know, there's an aspect in which even being a nonprofit, even being the village, because everybody gets us confused whenever they hear Alloway Girls Softball, they assume we're part of the village. And in the beginning, we were. But we have moved to a non-for-profit, and we have to protect ourselves the same as, you know, the village has to protect themselves, too. In fact, today we were just discussing via text, everybody, about insurance and what you guys cover and what we cover and whose property is what and this and that. There are some gray areas.
Because right now it sounds like we don't have anything, so if something were to happen out there during a tournament, what's the...
Does the liability fall on the village? Is that what you're asking?
Or no, I'm just saying I don't know what it is because we don't have a contract right now. And hopefully by signing this, we would have some clarity with some of those.
I wish I could give you an answer on that, you know, because even with us, we know that with our insurance that we currently have and that we're changing as of today, players were not covered.
Oh, wow.
But spectators were. So if a ball, and again, it's always been, Preble has always said this to us over and over, you need to put nets over your spectators like we did. And we're just like, well, we're covered on insurance, and, you know, most of the time everybody yells heads up. It's going to be that one time when it happens and somebody gets hit that it's going to be a bad thing, but, you know.
Is there any other discussion on the motion from the committee? Okay.
Can I get clarification? Rob, you said increase over 3 years. What is the starting point?
So what is the fee right now, all inclusive?
$22.50 divided by three, right?
Yeah, so $22.50 divided by three, that would be year one.
$7.50 for the first year.
Yeah, double that for the second.
So 2020, right?
Mm-hmm. And then 21. Full fees at the end of that third year.
I don't think we can waive it outright, honestly, in my opinion, because if we do that, then we're setting ourselves up for every other league and association in town coming to ask us for the same thing.
All right.
Can I just add? I would still like to have an annual review with you with your open books. I would appreciate it.
Absolutely,
if there is an issue where you did get a rained out tournament, we can be discussing the impact on that on the following year. But if you had a really bonus year and your revenue went up, we can talk about that for the following year as well. I would just like that partnership discussion each year. If things stayed stable, then we stick to the 1-2-3 year plan. But if it was a bad versus good, we can have a discussion about that. No commitment to change anything, but an open book review of how the organization
on a year by year basis.
I think that'd be fair. I'd make a motion to keep it as is with an annual review of the 1/3 stages with an annual review.
One thing I promise.
No, second.
I'll second it unless Lee wants to.
Well, just because of the first motion.
Oh, right? Sure. Yeah. I'm down with that.
The one thing I promised Jerry, Dave, and Jason, some of the guys who work on the park, is that I would keep the parks full. And that's my goal, is to partner back up with Alloway to keep these parks full. And as we tell our sponsors, and as you have seen last year when Notre Dame put their sign up on that diamond, everything's completely visible from 172. It's prime real estate for sponsorships, and we are going hard and heavy after that. But again, working with Chris to make sure we're approved.
That's our sign policy.
Right. We go down this road to make sure, but we even want to have somebody become a continual sponsor of the park to hopefully have a name change on the park where they are paying the village. And then we can talk about that further on. But I think the only way to do that is to kind of tell you, hey, we were part of you. We were part of the village back when we started, and we want to stay part of that. Again, until the neighborhoods turn over again and over again, we're just not getting that youth in.
All right. So all those in favor, say, of the 3-year tier with the annual review, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say aye. Okay. So it passes with the 3-year tier.
Thank you.
Third.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
2/3.
And you guys will work out the contract.
Yes.
Get an agreement.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'll add is my daughter took a tour of Point a few months ago. They have a Starbucks in the new natural resource building there. And they have an atrium with every plant that is in every region of the world inside of
there. Really?
So it's like 95 to 98 degrees inside of there, and you can just sit and sip your coffee in subtropical weather in Stevens Point.
Yeah,
that's kind of nice.
That sounds like the natural resources. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's the natural resources.
Yep, that's where I hung out.
All right, well, thank you. You guys
thank
are free to leave.
Thank you very much.
You don't have to stick around for the rest of the meeting unless you really want to. You're welcome to.
Is your last name Kowalczyk or Kowalczyk?
Kowalczyk. What about yours?
Kowalczyk.
Okay.
He's very familiar with my name.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, item number 7. Discussion, senior playground and fitness equipment. Look at those
Lee, right? Lee.
Look at them go.
Tony Little's gazelle.
Lee had came across this and kind of brought it to my attention. I thought, that's a good item to discuss at one of the meetings. It's actually been something that I've been thinking about for a few years of. And I'll let Lee, talk a little bit more about what he was thinking, but about, exercise equipment within our parks or along our trails, and that there is some old stuff in Green Isle Park that's dilapidated and needs to be replaced. And I think there's the county has some over at St. Francis Park along the trail as well. But we're seeing more and more interest in something like this. And so I thought I'd, we could discuss it a little bit. If it's something that is of interest to the committee, we can gather more information, bring it back during budget time, maybe get it into our capital improvement cycle at some point, that type of thing. But
I don't mean to laugh, but I just had this vision of my kids. Like, it's a playground, right? They're going to go on it. So we were at my parents are staying at a hotel because they're getting wood floors refinished. So they took the kids on a treadmill.
Oh boy!
And the older one told the little one to sit down.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I'm pretty sure we could get it sponsored by Orthopedic Sports Medicine. all the hips were going to break, but sorry, I shouldn't say that. The recorder on.
There's close to where my husband lives from. There's an apartment complex that has these things outside, and I was like, "What the heck is this? Is this an outdoor?" Their fitness center, because it was an apartment complex. So I'm wondering if it was for like a 55 and older complex.
Yeah.
That. So now I'll have to drive by and take a look.
Yeah. I came across this article after our last meeting and just forwarded it to Chris. And you know, if you have a chance to read it, they really are touting the benefits of, you know, for seniors with for their balance, for their core strength, but also as it becomes a social place. For seniors, you know, to hang out together. They cited in here Humana has a goal to establish these types of playgrounds in 50 cities throughout the country. Alloway certainly is a community that, although we're turning over a little bit and younger families are coming in, we are an aging community as well. You know, we spent a couple of meetings ago picking up playground equipment for the kids, and I thought it would be kind of cool to pick up playground equipment that also, and they also talk about how cool it would be to have kind of an integrated park where you have both playground equipment for kids as well as, you know, for their grandparents to use as well. So I thought it was kind of a cool idea for Alloway just to put on our radar screen when we're looking at future capital expenditures.
Well, if this is something that's a goal for Humana,
let's get them to.
That's what I wonder too, whether they have grants for it or something too.
Yeah, I love this idea. We've done them for other places, not only senior marketed housing, but also as like interval training along trails.
Uh-huh.
You know, so like every quarter mile, there's a stop, and there's a couple of them, so you and your walking friend or running friend can do something really quick, and then go to the next. You know.
Fox Trail
laps
on that,
doesn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that on the East River Trail. We could have a portion for lap swimming.
So I'm just popping up a few websites that carry this type of equipment, and you know, just to give you some ideas of what's available. It's it's a lot different than the old wooden beams and pipes and stuff like that have been out there, you know, in the past. You're talking about funding. Bellin has grants for all sorts of stuff, and this would probably be a perfect fit. BayCare Clinic, you know, BayCare Clinic, you know, orthopedics and wellness, and you know, even the companies themselves, as you see right here, has grants, grant matches, depending on how much you want to buy from them. You know, they'll match some funding. So, you know, just some options. So, you know, it's been something that I've, you know, thought about for several years that I thought would, you know, be a good fit. Like Lee said, a lot of communities are putting them in conjunction or in close proximity to kid playgrounds.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody gets to.
Yeah,
recreate.
Mom is relegated to a bench on the side. You can actually,
correct.
And it's not, I mean, it's great for seniors, but good for.
And
the rest of us. Right? Otherwise, we'd be looking at our phones or whatever.
Yeah.
Hyperventilating over our kids falling off something.
Now, is that the price outright or the price with matching?
This is just an example of a play of one of the manufacturers, and this would be, you know, what their cost is for purchasing all of these type of things for under their gold package.
It doesn't seem that bad.
It doesn't.
No,
compared
doesn't.
To what we were looking for the other stuff.
For the kids, yeah.
Or what a fitness piece of equipment that you buy for your own home would cost.
That one didn't work.
Yeah, I think this would be really appreciated in the community and something different that none of the other suburbs are offering right now.
You're not hearing about it.
That piece of equipment, $1,700.
We could be proactive and get to Humana. So
before everybody else does.
Yeah, is that something you can put on your docket and reach out to them and see if they have something earmarked?
Yeah. You know, I would think that, you know, this, I wouldn't push this to go right away anyway. You know, this would be a next year type of project or, you know, a couple of years down the road.
But get them committed now.
But as far as starting to search out those funding sources or, you know, applying for grants or whatnot, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there a reason why we wouldn't do it sooner than later?
Time constraints?
On the grant or on
both? Both.
Because if we're trying to, the only reason why I ask is because of the comment.
A couple of grants that I saw, I think it was the Bellin one. It's like due yesterday or something. No, it was due, you know, in January sometime. And you know, I'm still in the process of trying to write grants for some of the other projects that we have right now.
What's the time frame on the pickleball courts?
As far as the installation, as soon as we can, spring, summer. Yeah.
It would be a nice spot to co-locate that, I think.
That would be part of our discussion is, you know, location.
So you get worked up before they go play.
Where would we have space, and or would make the most sense, you know. I've read a couple of articles, you know, like Danielle said, placing them along the trails is a good thing. Or, you know, putting them all together in one, you know, location like this to provide, you know, for more of that
socialization.
Thank you, Lee.
Is there room in Green Isle Park, since that makes sense with being by the East River Trail? Or one of the other smaller parks?
Is there, I think that would be something we'd have to look at and come up with some suggestions.
What's the name of the park down off of where the Yardway site is?
Weezy Park.
Because you've got that docking loop in there already.
Correct.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I think, you know, as we would move forward with something like this, I could bring back, you know, 3 to 5 suggested locations, you know, with maps and everything like that so you guys can visualize where it would go. You know, I don't see these being real large, you know, and taking up a lot of space and that. But, you know, like Lee had suggested, you know, the population in our community is, well, in our nation is aging. And, you know, one of the big things that every community out there is trying to do is to find ways to make their residents and the populace more healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see.
You know, and not everybody can afford to go to a health club or YMCA either.
You see a lot of villages, places doing yoga in the park, and so integrating the parks with fitness programs is becoming more popular.
Even Heritage Hill did goat yoga this last summer, didn't they? A couple times, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you attend?
I did not.
Okay. I just think it's a bad idea.
No!
Just don't take a bag, because you might end up with goodies.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, I see this as I don't see this as a demographic thing. I see this as I would call them fitness playgrounds or senior playgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
A benefit for all ages, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Fitness playground, senior.
I just came across this on the
internet. My personal thing is, I would never want anybody to see me working out in public. You know, as they're walking on the trail, going, "What the heck is that person doing? Their form is all wrong."
As long as you don't end up on YouTube.
I think that's just what people think, but actually, what everyone's going to be saying is good for you.
No, yeah, right. Like,
I've been meaning to do that. Yeah.
You know, I always think about that too, how self-conscious I am. But then I realize, like, when I'm at the gym or something, I'm never paying attention to the people around me and what they're doing unless they're doing something really stupid.
Well, you're all at the gym. They're just, like, walking by.
Put your headphones in.
Walking the dog. Just do your thing.
You know, just to take this full circle, Chris, I think it would behoove you to reach out to somebody at Humana and at least find out who their point person is.
Sure.
To do that sooner than later, so that if they are in the process of looking at something, that they know they have expressed interest already from an entire community, not just their walking trail, you know, at their facility. Because I think once that gets out there as a broad-based knowledge, I think you're going to see communities like Howard Swamico and Ashwaubenon jump on that, and I just don't think they're going to have the funds to do everybody.
Okay.
So I'd rather be on the top of their list as first contacted.
Yeah, doesn't.
And I only suggest that you do it, because if it's me calling up, they think I'm some guy selling senior exercise equipment.
Sure.
Where you can identify yourself as Village of Alloway official.
He's not selling Colonial Pen.
I've never written a grant, but once you would identify any grants that are out there for stuff like this, if I can help at all, I'm more than happy to.
Okay. Good.
I can help out too, Chris.
Well, thank you. You do a very good job of it, by the way. Thank you.
Yes, we need to hire a grant writer, though.
Hire one. I know one that's on a couple of committees.
I'll take vacation.
Now, wait till I retire.
All right.
Good.
So, item number 8, discussion, parks maintenance operations. Kind of related.
Yeah, this is our ongoing item that the committee wanted to keep on the agenda. Just a kind of a quick update of what we're up to right now. It's obviously winter time, winter operations. Our staff right now is pretty heavy in tree removals. They've been doing that for especially in the parks. Unfortunately, if you've been through Green Isle Park, you've noticed quite a few trees that have come down. Most of them ash, and then some of the other park areas been removing some ash. I know the over at Webster Park, we took some out there, and that. So just getting to them while we can. Wintertime's a really good time for that, especially in the parks when the ground's froze, so you're able to do that. We do have estimated or planned for, at this point, street trees, about 65 or so, that we'll be removing throughout the village. So that's on our list to do.
Is that due to disease or age or
emerald ash borer? Yeah, for the most part. There are some other trees, some maples that are declining, so there's some other trees, but the majority of them are ash trees. So.
Are those our guys doing that?
Correct.
They're doing a fine job.
Yep.
Hear any word?
Yeah. No. Makes it easy when it's in a park and there's nothing there that can just get the tree on the ground, too.
Are they grinding out the stumps and everything?
We will eventually, yeah.
They brought in some outside help, didn't they?
No, not yet. We haven't.
Then I saw a truck that didn't look like one of ours.
Mm-hmm. Could have been one of the public works. We've been utilizing some of their equipment, some of their staff.
Okay.
What was the maple tree? Is it the issue? Was it girdling roots or something?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. There, we've got a lot of Norway maples that are in the 30-year range that are showing signs of girdling roots. So,
Are going to plant any more trees in Webster then?
Yes, we will. If anyone recalls, we did get quite a hefty grant for tree planting, so we'll be doing tree replacements over the next few years. For sure, and the grant, for the most part, will cover the costs of purchasing those trees. So, outside of that, our staff, is doing snow removal as it snows. Facility maintenance, different things. We just installed some security cameras at this facility that our staff did some of the work, pulled the wires through the walls to try to offset some of that cost. But so those are a couple of things. Ski trail as the snow allows, and that runs down from Kiwanis Park down to Wheezy Park. Have a cross-country ski trail in down there. Unfortunately, ice rink is not a good season for ice this year. So we're, at this point, have not had an ice rink up. We're going to look at the weather forecast for the next couple of weeks. And once we hit the second week of February, we make a determination to call it quits. If the forecast doesn't look like we're going to have sub-zero freezing temperatures, it's not worth the time because of the sun angle and stuff like that. usually mid-February, the ice starts to actually melt because that sun gets so warm. And
yeah, the plus side, it cuts down on the maintenance of the warming shed.
Mm-hmm. True, to save cost there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can just take on that one and put sandbags along with it.
It looks yeah, like with this. That with that being said, just another quick item, and I will update the committee in the next few months. But we are, as staff internally, starting to meet and make some decisions, determinations on if and when we get flooding this spring, on some of the things we need to do. The county has a group put together with county departments plus different municipalities of planning of what needs to be done and information out to the residents in the area, things like that. So we're working together to try to be proactive on it this year and making sure that we're on top of it to be as prepared as we can. Any other questions with that? Okay.
Number 9, future agenda items. Anything to add to the next agenda?
Maybe. So tonight's conversation about like grants and when and if, and is there a shared or a calendar that has, are we tracking things that we've applied for before and what their cycles are? So not that we want the cart to pull the horse, but if we know kind of what grants are out there and what their timelines are, maybe that starts to fill
populate
in a conversation about like, oh, you know, this one is, this grant is due in April and it's about health. Is there anything on our, you know, plan that's about health that we want to be thinking about, and is there such a thing like that? Or like we've talked about, how can we help? Right. I'm really good at being organized.
Okay.
You know, if you've got something that it's
I've got a
folder
sitting in my office that's got all the stuff in it, all these grant opportunities, and you know,
I'm not probably a great grant writer, but I sure am good at organizing large amounts of data.
That's a good idea, you know, as far as a separate calendar just for that.
Just for that.
In the past, what we've done is knowing what a project may be and going after certain grants.
Yep.
You know, for instance, you know, is it a stewardship grant that we go after for a trail or something like that?
Yep.
Just recently, you know, we're delving into more diverse grants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things such as the Packer Foundation or Schreiber Foundation, you know, things along that line. So,
well, you know, that would be a great resource. We have it
at our company on our website.
I'm just thinking, if you're great at organizing that, why couldn't we establish a Google Calendar that maybe as the grants come in, you can feed them to her, and we put a 30, 60, 90-day mark on each one of them as reminders, and it'd be a shared calendar that we all have access to.
Yeah, well, and I was thinking about that, too, and then when you were saying you shared some things and I share some things and make Chris crazy on a regular basis, you know, is there such a thing, you know, as our committee is changing and growing and Alloy's changing and growing, is there any sense of doing even a shared committee place? You know, so how could we correspond in between meetings to say, hey, I've been thinking about this. You know, if I knew you were thinking about what you were thinking about, I might have thought of something before, you know, today or whatever when you sent out the agenda. So I don't know if there's any sense in something like that. I feel like I'm not a very good committee sitter.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do things, and if there's something I can do, I'm happy to do it.
Okay.
And if some sort of shared Google something is within the realm of okay, I don't know what the rules are when it comes to city committees, but...
Yeah, that gets to be a little...
I don't know. We're not making any real decisions.
So no, we're just...
Like walking quorums or anything like
no,
that?
No, we don't have the
word.
We're not elected.
Yeah,
we're not
elected. That'd be an issue with...
Council.
The village board. Yeah. Village board.
I thought that was all committee.
It would only be...
Sure.
Hi. I can double check with Debbie on that.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be an issue because it's not elected, and all we're doing is sharing information. You know, in terms of, you know, communication on a calendar as to deadlines. And that certainly wouldn't be a walking form.
Well, and the alternative is 10,000 emails to you. So.
Right. Would you be willing to explore and come up with some ideas?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then bring them to the next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
And we can discuss that in between.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And that. Yeah, especially with the technology that everyone has nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't know how to use everything or what's all out there. But, you know, there's...
Who does?
All sorts of...
I can break
I need to bring my kids in and have them show me, right?
I just got a flip phone.
Is that a DBA? Not a
DBA. coming
sometimes
back.
Those are the
and
best ones, though.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Reliable.
It works just fine.
Yeah.
It
works great.
Yep. No broken screens. All right. Anything else? Any other future agenda items?
Oh, one other thing. It's kind of cross-pollination, but I know that zoning ordinance update is getting done now, and I geeked out on it a while back about some things that I care about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's if how that process rolls out, if there's anything pertaining to what we do that may be relevant for the next meeting, or if it's all kind of wrapped up by then.
You mean like we need to look at the zoning
right.
maps to make
well,
sure
Well, you know, we're forestry.
No.
Is there anything about how
No, there it was things like there were things like
uses in the district.
You know, development requirements for landscaping. You know, if somebody comes in and builds a new building, what are they required to, you know, that's one of the things in my comment that I'm excellent, and you know, different things like that. I don't know if there'd be anything that would necessarily pertain here.
Like new development, do they do park impact fees or anything
we
like
don't.
That?
We don't. We do not do park impact fees here. I can look at it. I can talk
I don't remember anything specifically, but it seems like
right.
kind of a really smart group of people that maybe we should, if we can be helpful in that process. I know zoning ordinances by default are boring and tend to get very little input, and so I hate to have that effort not informed.
Were you here, did you make it last week?
No,
that
I looked at the meeting and or the document, and I sent him a couple of emails with the chunks of information that I could offer as feedback.
Oh, wait, when you said you geek out over that, you would have geeked out, so because he maps and displays and was like, I remember at one point I looked at it and I said, what's the difference between that and that? You know, and it was like, really? So it was like, I could see how you could fall into it.
I love that stuff. But anyway, that was one thing that occurred to me too. Is like, is there anything that any value we would have in that process that maybe, I don't know, would give them feedback in a way that they maybe aren't getting it? I don't know. Maybe they are. That was all I had.
Okay. Anything else? All that.
Do adjourn.
I'll adjourn. I think I can adjourn.
Second.
Okay. We got Rob and Angie.
I don't know. Wait for a second.
Okay.
All those in favor? I don't know.
Hi.
I thought it was. Hi. I could.
We are adjourned at 6:45 p.m.
Just adjourned.
Yeah, that's on the agenda.
We're gonna get the book.